My gray hair makes me feel so old. You know what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna wash that gray right out of my hair. I'm gonna wash.
From regular salon visits to home hair coloring treatments, women and men have gone to great lengths to hide the gray. That was before a surprising trend now emerging among models and Hollywood starlets and fashionistas, granny hair. That's right, whether natural or through dyeing, women are choosing to embrace gray locks. Alex Ronan wrote about the rise of gray hair, don't care, for Slate. And Alex, welcome to the program.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So which celebrities have been rocking the gray hair recently?
So, you know, we see it with Rihanna, Pink went gray, you know, Lady Gaga did, which is sort of expected, but also Kylie Jenner, girl star Zasha Mamet, kind of all over the spectrum of celebrities with various styles have gone gray.
Now, Alex, you normally cover feminist issues. What's behind this? Is it about being shocking or feminist empowerment?
You know, I had just seen it like 2 years ago. My friend dyed her hair gray and she goes blue, she goes purple, she goes pink, she goes blonde. And so I just sort of chalked it up to, oh, you know, that's another new crazy color she's trying out. And then I started seeing it again and again and again on the street in women who are punk or goth or preppy. And I was sort of like, what is this? Why are all these women doing this? I think for a lot of women, the way they're framing it as is this empowering moment for them, where they're rejecting traditional beauty standards, going gray, and sort of ignoring the presumption that gray hair is bad, that aging is grotesque, that, you know, you can't be beautiful with gray hair.
Yeah, I was in New York City recently and saw a lot of women that seem to have dyed gray hair and natural gray hair. But do you think it's pretty much relegated to celebrities and fashion models or New York City? I mean, can we expect to see it in New Hampshire at any time soon?
You know, that's what's interesting, because as I started doing research, I actually went on Instagram and typed in the hashtag gray hair don't care. And there were, you know, thousands and thousands of results. And as I started speaking to young women, they were all over the place. They were in Florida, they were in LA, they were in New York, they were in Chicago. And when I talked to women, one of the first questions I would ask was, is this just the latest in a series of wild hair colors for you? And a bunch of them would just say, oh, you know, I've never dyed my hair before, or naturally I'm a blonde and I will do a little bit of highlighting. So for a lot of people, this is actually the first time they've dyed their hair. They're so kind of into the look that they're going to salons for the first time to ask for a dye job.
So interesting. But if you're not 20 or 30 and, you know, you actually see that first gray hair that you probably feel a little shock with, it's a very different thing. How about older women? Are they embracing the natural gray?
Well, that's what's interesting. Some of the women I spoke to who run salons who get gray requests, I was like, how does this play out for older women? Does this influence how they're treating their hair at all? And I spoke to one salon owner in LA who said, I have these women who come in, they're slaves to their gray hair. They're coloring it over constantly. They're in every 4 weeks. It makes them feel really bad about themselves. And suddenly I've seen with these clients, they're becoming more inclined to let their natural gray hair show, to, in fact, maybe even fully embrace the gray hair. In the modeling world, actually, it's not the younger models going gray that's captivating the industry. It's the older women with naturally dyed gray hair.
Do you have any gray hair naturally yet?
I do not. No, I'm 24 and I'm blonde. No grays yet.
Well, what do you think? Is this a passing fad or is it here to stay? You hoping it's going to stick around until you go gray?
I hope so. I think it's really fun. And it actually looks good on so many different people, and you can work it with so many different styles that I'm kind of into it. And I think it's cool to see a lot of respect and appreciation for older women with naturally gray hair, especially because that's the time when in a woman's life she's considered past beauty or not worth considering as a fashion icon. So I'm interested in seeing these older women in ad campaigns, you know, the Dolce & Gabbana grandmas or Linda Rodan in The Row or that sort of thing, where these women are getting respect as fashion icons. They're being respected as beautiful. So I actually think it's pretty positive.
Alex Ronan, thank you for speaking with us.
Thank you.
Alex Ronan is a New York-based writer. You'll find a link to read her article for Slate called The Rise of Gray Hair, Don't Care. It's on our website, wordofmouthradio.org.